funny. Time, I feel like we're in the last days and hadn't got much time to do what we need to do, so we sure need to work at it while we got time. We need to be much in prayer for one another. Every church that'll teach the Word of God and them that don't teach it, we need to be praying for, because they need it worse than anybody. So we just got a job on our hands. It's good to see Brother Bob and his wife here tonight. We appreciate them so much. And Brother Bob came to our church and is just like a right arm to us when he left. And he is a right arm when he come. And I know that God sent him our way. And we sure did enjoy having them while we was privileged to have them. But I'd rather see him in the will of God. Amen. If to have him there. As much as we miss him, we'd rather see him in the will of God. We miss his teaching an awful lot and his preaching. Man, I kind of had made stand. I had a couple of young preachers that come there, and I tell you, I just got off of a lot of things. Amen. Praise God. And still getting by pretty good yet. I tell you, you know, when you talk about all you think you've done, or some people talk about it, and they'll tell you what all the good you've done, and you just wonder sometime, Brother Stan, if you really have. Ain't that right? I look back and I think of all the things I've done, I just hadn't done enough. That's all I can tell you. Just hadn't done enough. Praise the Lord. Just come short, Brother Tommy. Praise the Lord, but I still want to go far. Nothing to turn back to. Now, I agree with what's been said tonight, that we're absolutely in an end time. And if we can't see that, we don't believe the Word of God. Come on, I said, we don't believe the Word of God if we can't see that. Amen. We prayed and sought God for what we might need to do, not what we wanted to do. And I had some other things in mind, and I wound up with a little scripture here in the book of James. We're going to be reading, if you'd like to open your Bible and turn to it, we're going to be reading here in the book of James, the last chapter, and verse 17. See what the Bible says here about Elijah. Amen. Elijah was a man subject in like patience as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from his error of his way shall save his soul from death and hide a multitude of sins. Would you pray with us? Father, we want to thank you, God, tonight for this opportunity. Lord, we've been looking forward to you. God, we've been looking forward to you. Let us pray this Lord about you. Leadership of the Holy Ghost. We'll praise and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. We notice here that he was a man that prayed, but he was just a man like we are. Amen. He was just a man of flesh and blood and just a man. Amen. And we see the great things that happened in Elijah's time. And sometimes we get to thinking that these men were some sort of I don't know what you call it. Amen. A muscle man or some kind of a worldly hero or somebody that are into something or advanced into something that we can't get into. But now, listen. He was right down on our level. This man was. Only he was under the law, and he didn't even have the gift of the Holy Ghost operating in him. He only spoke as he was moved on by God. But we have the gift of God, and we've no excuse. Oh, glory to God. But if I would stress anything tonight in your hearing, amen, tonight, I feel led to stress the real power of prayer. Hallelujah. I believe if we ever get to where we need to be, it's going to take a lot more praying than what we're doing. I'll just come up front with you. Prayer has always worked. I said prayer works when everything else fails. Praise God. I'd like to talk here just a little bit about this man. Elijah, he was a great man. Thank God, and he channels the false prophets. Amen. On Mount Carmel, he come before them, and he come boldly before them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And he said, now, if God be God, yes, serve him. Amen. And if Baal be, well, yes, serve him. And he said, now, we're going to put this thing to a test. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to offer sacrifice. The God that answers by fire, let him be God. How many believe there's something about the fire tonight? Hallelujah. If it had not been when John was preaching, he wouldn't have talked about he's going to baptize you with what? With the Holy Ghost and with fire. Now I tell you, I've got doubt about folks that say they've got the Holy Ghost when I don't see no evidence of the fire. Now it's going to take a prayer life. This is the present time, Bob. This is the time when we're going to have to press to get there. So he gave them the first chance. He said, you can have the morning sacrifice. Amen. And I'll take the eating. What's left, in other words, he said. He had God on his side. Come on. He is a man of prayer. He done his praying before he got there. Come on. I said he had a prayer life. He had a prayer life. Amen. He knowed what he's doing, Bob. He knowed what God wanted. And he was willing to stress this before people because he was led by the Lord Jesus Christ. Not the Lord Jesus Christ. He was alone, but he was led by God under the old law. Amen. And was spoke as he is moved on by, not in field. Praise the Lord. So they offered their sacrifice and they tried and prayed to their God up till noon and jumped on the altar and cut themselves with lances and amen. And at last Elijah mocked them and he said, hey, cry aloud because just perhaps your God's on a journey somewhere. Amen. Or asleep. Or he's pursuing somewhere. Praise God. Amen. But then, with the time of the eating sacrifice. Now, folks, we don't need to wait till we get in a tide or in a place to where we have to do something to do something. Sister Jane, we need to do some things now so we'll be able to do some things then, huh? Amen. It's sometimes we haven't got time to prepare for everything we need to do. He had done his there, and he could manifest it here in this incident. Amen. Amen. And he prepared the altar. Thank God it had him to pour water around it. Barrels of water. Different barrels of water around it. And till the trench was filled with water around the altar. And then he prayed a very simple prayer. Very simple. He asked God, amen, to move on the scene, to bring back the hearts of those that was drifting. How many of us would like to see God's power working manifested till it move on people that's drifting? Move on people that's backslidden. Move on people that's just quit. Just pine break quit serving God because of the things that's got them so occupied. A very simple prayer. And the fire came down from heaven, consumed. I want to get on with this. And consumed the sacrifice, licked up the water, amen, out of the trenches, and absolutely got the job done, amen. And then, of course, we know that he had a battle over this because he killed all these prophets, and Jezebel got after him just right off at the reel. He had a great battle, but his prayer life, through his prayer life, he won, didn't he? Somebody said he got scared. Well, that didn't matter about him getting scared. He finished the job anyhow. Listen, you and I are going to see some scary things. Come on. Just because you're a Christian, it's no sign that we ain't going to see some things that we're going to fear. But if we hold to the nail-scarred hand of Jesus Christ, he'll bring us through. And the main thing is to keep a prayer life, amen, in us, in our heart, not just in our mind and in our mouth. We talk about what needs to be done a lot, Brother Bob, but it seems like something keeps us from getting in the middle of it. Amen. Praise God. So Elijah had a rough time, but he come through it, didn't he? Amen. And I tell you, he went on that mountain to pray for rain. Thank God. And Ahab and all of his gang hanging around. Come on. Amen. The Bible said he put his head between his knees. And I thought this evening, that's where we need to be. More of us need our head between our knees. Thank God and calling on God with all of our heart, with all of our might. Hallelujah to God. And I believe we can stir up something. Put his head between his knees and said to his servants, he prayed and he said, go up there and look. Amen. And he went and looked and he came back. He said, what'd you see? Didn't see anything. He went again and again and again and come back without seeing anything. But the last time he went, amen, he came back and said, I see a cloud like unto a man's hand. He said, tell Ahab to get off of this mountain. Hallelujah! Would it have happened if it had not been for a man that went up there, amen, alone outside of God, and put his head between his knees and prayed, amen, until heaven sent rain, praise God. There was clouds, amen, that covered the sky, and it began to rain. And Elijah went off of that mountain like a racehorse. They say that those people had the best horses that there was out, the Arabian horses, supposed to be in the best. And the Bible said he outrun Ahab's horses. Oh, praise God. Where you at? Hallelujah. Amen. I have to be tuck a circle tonight. I tell you, we need to get some fire in us in this time with the Holy Ghost and fire. Prayer will work when everything else fails. Amen. We think we talk about things, different things we might do and different things that we might say to get people where they need to be, but folks, that won't do it. It won't do it. It's strictly going to take prayer, and it's going to take earnest prayer before we're going to see things done that we need to see done. I got thinking about Hezekiah, that he prayed an earnest prayer. Not many words, but he got bad news. Amen. That he's going to die and not live. Amen. And he prayed, turned his face to the wall. But I like what I see in this. He turned his face to the wall and he said, God, you know how I've lived before. You know my life. You know what how I've lived. Amen. And what I've done. Praise the Lord. And the Bible said he wept. Thank God. With tears. Let me tell you something. I hadn't got too much confidence in dry-eyed prayers. And I pray a lot of them. Come on. Amen. Come on with me. I hadn't got a lot of confidence in them. Boy, but if I can ever once break through to tears, then the praying gets easy and the feeling gets great. Hallelujah to God. Amen. That'll consume time when you break through in tears. It may be a chore till you get broke through in tears. Amen. And God begins to pray through you. The Holy Ghost begins to pray through you. And then the time passes by so fast that you just wish you had a little more time. Sometimes in church, we try to pray an hour. Sometimes we try for 30 minutes, maybe try for 45 minutes, and the last 15 minutes we pray, and the other time we're just trying to get to where we could pray. Amen. Come on, help me a little bit tonight. That's where we are, folks. That's the reason. Listen, if we could come to this church tomorrow night, if God had permitted us, amen, with all of our praying done before we got here, and all we had to do, amen, is just, if we had our prayer life on the spot where it needs to be, we wouldn't have to do a lot. I just see a whole lot done. But like it is, we come to church, and about the time we pray up or stay up until we really could get a hold of something, we're ready to go home. That, you know, they're just not enough for unction there. Amen. Just not enough, as the old saying is, punch there. Amen. To keep trucking. Praise God. But it is real. I said it is real. There's a place we can pray and seek the face of God until, amen, we can get God's attention. And that's not all. We can get answers to our prayers. It's always happened. And it always will happen. And we look at the places where God worked for folks that prayed. God delivered people that prayed. I said God delivered people that prayed. Oh, Hezekiah got some good news. Amen. The same prophet come back out, sent a man back out, and said, I've added to your life 15 years. Praise God. What got it? Prayer and tears. Prayer and tears. Amen. Now, I hope that you understand what I'm talking about tonight. I try to pray as earnest as I know how. Amen. But the Bible says we don't know to pray as we ought, but the Spirit itself is what really makes the intercession. And Sister Jean, I prayed a lot of prayers that I never did get through to God because I didn't stay long enough. I didn't pray long enough. Praise the Lord. But there is a place that we can get a hold of God. And that's when we are faithful enough to hang in there. Amen. Till the Lord moves on the scene. Praise God. I was thinking here that prayer has done a lot of miracles in the Old Testament. Thinking of Jonah that ran from God. Amen. He sent him to Nineveh. He got him a ticket and went the other way. How many people do you think doing that today? I'm afraid there's more than we think. And might look in the mirror and see the very ones doing it. Come on. Amen. But we got to have a prayer life. Jonah run from God. God prepared a fish to swallow Jonah. They threw him overboard. But do you know what? Prayer made a fish sink and brought Jonah back to the shore and set him out again. I tell you, prayer could make a fish go right back and put him where he belonged. Prayer could change anything. If it could control a whale, it could surely, amen, do miracles for us, don't you think? Thank God. So, prayer delivered Jonah from the belly of the whale. He said that he prayed to God. He turned. They said, I'm going to turn again and look toward the holy temple. And he began to pray, thank God, and call on God, and God delivered him. Prayer done it. Prayer done it. He prayed himself out of the belly of the whale. Come on. Amen. And it don't matter what's falling in on us, I'll guarantee one thing, that prayer will work. Unless we're trying to consume it up on our own lust. There is such a thing as people not living for God, not obeying the Word of God, and asking God to do a whole bunch of things that He simply is not going to do. Come on. It's got to come from in here, folks. It can't come from the top of her head and her lips. It's got to come out of here first. And unless it does, God's not going to answer our prayers. He's not going to answer my prayers when I won't keep His word. He won't do it. Amen. He said, if my people that are called by my name there, we find it if they'll humble themselves and pray and forsake their ways and their sins and humble himself and pray, then will I hear from heaven. Amen. God don't pay much attention to hypocrites. About the only attention He paid for them, He sure don't like them. Come on, you say, you mean God don't like hypocrites? He don't like that long as they're in that hypocritical stage. He don't. Amen. He said, come out, be separate, and I'll receive. He didn't say anything about receiving the hypocrite like He was. To be a hypocrite, he had to be somebody that wasn't truthful, somebody that wasn't faithful, somebody that claimed one thing and done another. Amen. There wasn't no trust to be put in him. But listen, prayer will work for us if we'll live for God, keep His word, and keep His saying. I thought of something today, and if I'd talk about it, you'd call me a fool. How many has had God to work for you through prayer? Raise your hand. This is going to sound foolish to you, and it's one of the greatest miracles I ever had. I had a wart that was 3/4 of an inch across my hand and about, I'd say almost 1/2 inch wide. I was working in timber, and I worked hard with sledgehammers and holding that old crosscut saw handle. And that old wart was so deep at night, if I closed my hands up, It wore off right down to the hide, but it was so deep in my hand. Till if I went to sleep with my hand closed up, I'd wake up and that'd be a burning, just like almost like I had a coal of fire. Man, I'm just telling you something. We don't have to pray a lot of words sometimes. You know that? Well, I had a lot of people said we can take that off. They tried their hocus pocus on it. Come on, help me just a little. They tried this little of everything, Tommy. And that old wart didn't move not one bit. Now, it's rooted and grounded. And what the miracle is to me, how that wart left and didn't leave no sign when it left, and I didn't know when it left. Come on. It wasn't 2 days. But one day, did you ever just talk to the Lord? I like to get to where I can just get down to business with God and say, God, what about this? I looked at that old wart, and I know you're going to call it poops, but I'm talking about prayer, folks. It don't take a lot of words, but it takes something from in here. And I looked at that wart, and I said, God, do you get any glory out of that thing being in my hands? If you don't, I don't. And I'm going to ask you to move that thing. Simple. And never thought no more about it. It wasn't over 3 days till I looked in my hand. There's no spar, there's nothing, and there's certainly no water. Amen. That's all I said. But I really mean it. I just down to business, everything else had been tried, and I said, now God, if that's any glory to you, all right. But if it's not, it's sure not any glory to me, and I want you to move it. And that's all it took. Folks, If we can really live close enough to God to get His attention, and I believe He's done that just to show me that just simple praying sometimes would absolutely get things done from our heart. One of the greatest miracles to me. I looked for that thing. It had been there for years and years and years, and it had just gone. My hand was smooth and no scar. What got me anything that big come out of your hand in 3 or 4 days? wouldn't leave some sign, but he didn't leave no sign. Amen. I know you've had things to happen. Now, folks, it depends on where our heart is. If we can get our heart in it, if we can get our heart in our prayers, get our heart where our prayers is and get our prayer where our heart is. That's what we have to do to get answers from God. I know that. And if we ever need answers, we need them now. We need them now. We're in a time when we need answers from God in this day and time. I got to thinking about the three Hebrew children, how that they were praying people. They were prayer warriors. Amen. They kept prayed up. If they hadn't, they couldn't have talked to that old king like they did. Well, you can get bold if you stay prayed up. We can get bold with the devil if we'll stay prayed through. But it's going to take a prayer life to do it. Amen. If we ever see what we've one time seen, we're going to pray like we one time prayed. Hallelujah. I said if we ever see what we one time seen, we're going to pray like we one time prayed, and we're going to do the things that we one time done. Hallelujah. Praise God. But prayer still exists, Bob. Hallelujah to God. I said prayer is still real. Praise the Lord, and it still works. And I can see the Hebrew children, they had a prayer life. Amen. And the devil will set up an ambush for anybody that's got a prayer life. But God will bring them through. Come on. I said God will bring them through. And the devil set an ambush up here for the three Hebrew children. Amen. Amen. And the king, he got had everything fixed for them. And there's no one that's supposed to call in any God or any petition. Amen. For so many days. And of course, there's always somebody that's going to tell on you. And the devil's got plenty of tattletales, and he uses them. Sometimes some of them goes to church. That's the sad part. Amen. But they come to the king, they say, hey, them men that you got set in here, amen, actually, in part of the authorities, they're just, that's one thing called them to do it. They're jealous because they're a little higher rank than they was. They said, they're not worshiping. They're not, you know, they hadn't bowed to this thing at all. And he made a great image, and so he told him, he said, well, I tell you what I'm going to do, give you another chance. He hated to lose these men because they're real useful, you know. And he said, I'm going to give you one more chance. Now, we're going to play this tape over again. Amen. We're going to do this one more time. And when you hear it, fall down and worship. And if not, come on, listen. See what praying beforehand does. If not, you be cast into the fire furnace the self-same hour. They said, O king, we're not careful to answer you. I've got victory. Come on. Come on. We've got victory. We've prayed through. Come on. Amen. We've got victory. Amen. If he said, and then if the God's able to, your God's able to deliver you all right, and if not, and they said, if he does or if he don't, he's going to deliver us out of your hand. But they were sure. They could speak with boldness, Ethel, because they were prayed through people. They had a prayer life. Thank God that they wasn't afraid of the devil. Amen. And all of his help. That's exactly what we need. Amen. To press this day and hour until we get prayer life and get boldness enough. Amen. And stand power. We need some stand power. They threw him in the fire furnace, and the king was very nervous. Amen. The fire was so outrageous it consumed the men that threw him in. Praise the Lord. Prayer got them in, but prayer got them out. Come on. Hallelujah. Whoa! Glory to God. I tell you, it don't mean we won't have to go through some things, but thank God if we've got our prayer life, Brother Grover, God will take us through it. I said he'll take us through it. Amen. But if we haven't got a prayer life, and we have to pray at the spare of the moment, and in all of our troubles, then it's too late. If them men hadn't had a prayer life, thank God they wouldn't have never been delivered from the fire furnace. But prayer delivered those men from the fire furnace. If prayer's that powerful, amen, to heat seven times hotter than it took to burn a man up, a consumed the men that threw them in and delivered the men that had a prayer life. Come on. We're just talking about a prayer life tonight. And Sister Selma, I tell you, people used to pray. I heard them tell about Uncle Dan Helpley. A man come off of Big Creek one time. Come over here on the old banks where he used to live. Amen. He's in the revival. And they said, we're going to see. Said, there ain't a man pray. He's a proud new land. Had new ground. Said, there ain't a man living that can plow new ground without cussing. And a man come off a big creek and laid in the fence corner. And he didn't let him know he was there. And Uncle Dan was plowing. And he had a prayer life enough that instead of saying something bad, he said something good all the time. Amen. Thank God. And that old rough crowd has said. And at last he wound up and went out right close to him in the fence and knelt down to pray, and he went back to Big Creek. Come on. Amen. His trip was in vain because he was bucking a man that had a prayer life. He prayed. Thank God he prayed. He had victory. Come on, if we'll pray, we'll have victory. I don't know, this is what God gave me. I don't know how much you're going to get out of it, but we're going to have a prayer life different than what we got to see the things we one time saw. Praise the Lord. Those men come out of there and promoted greater than ever. Isn't that wonderful? We got to go through something. We always wanting to get higher and higher and higher. We got to first come down before we can go up. Praise the Lord. And so Daniel had a tact like this. Daniel was promoted because he had an excellent spirit in him, and he was set over the whole rim. You know, I got to reading that here a while back, wondering why Daniel wasn't with them when they went in the fire furnace. But Daniel was the keeper of the gate. He is promoted to where he's standing out there greeting the people. Isn't it wonderful how God can do with the man? And the reason he had a prayer last, the reason he was. It wasn't just something that happened to Daniel. It was something that God had put in the heart of a praying man. A man that prayed, a man that sought God. That's exactly what it was, but they didn't understand. They said he had an excellent spirit, and he certainly did, out of what they know about it. But he had a prayer last. The reason that they cast him in the lion's den, they called him a praying, because he never did close his window towards Jerusalem when he knew that the writing was signed. He had a prayer life, and he didn't close his window. The Bible said his window being open. It didn't say he opened it. His window, just the same old thing that he always done. Amen. Is to pray. His prayers was what made him what he was. Are you getting this with me tonight? His prayer life, what made Daniel such a powerful man. And I tell you, in studying after Daniel, Daniel was one man that looked like never did fail. He had a prayer life. I got to thinking of something of Daniel. And I mentioned it to Emmeline coming over here. And I don't know, maybe you could tell me something here. But the Bible said he went down to the riverbank and he prayed 21 days. Amen. And when he found out that God said that he heard him the first time he prayed, didn't he? Amen. Well, what would you call this? Amen. What would you call this? Did he allow him tested to see how long he'd pray, how he'd stay put, or just really what happened? In my mind, I think the devil, of course, of him and he hindered, we know that. But it was it for Daniel's sake, I wouldn't be a bit surprised. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if we'd stay 21 days, we wouldn't see exactly what we was looking for. Amen. I couldn't prove that to you by the word, but I believe that the devil absolutely held him off, amen, from that answer for 21 days. We don't know sometimes, feel when we pray, but what the devil's going to hold our prayers off. But the trouble is now, that people's just not as long-winded in prayer as they used to be. Come on, too easy to give up. Too easy to give up, but prayer really works. But I tell you, old Daniel had that window up, and they come in, snitched on him, and they, of course, they wanted to be promoted above him. It was a politic deal. And they come in and snitched on him and said, well, Daniel, we caught him praying, and And of course, King Doris at that time was over the people, and he thought Daniel was just all of it, and they all did, because he had this excellent spirit. He didn't want to give him up, and so they come and they got him to sign a decree now that if anybody prayed to any God, asked any petition, come on, I'm trying to get something over to you. We're talking about praying, we're talking about prayer life, and I wonder if we hadn't forgot, sister, just really how much difference is in our prayer life now than it was years ago. I believe if we just look at it, that if we look back how people used to pray and how they used to stay, how they used to walk, how they used to sacrifice, amen, to go. So, see, listen, we ought to do an awful lot of praying, because we don't do no sacrificing. We sat down in a vehicle right across the country and kind of enjoy. Come on. Amen. If it's cold, we got heat. If it's hot, we've got an air conditioner. And so we're not sacrificing. Amen. We're just going places and seeing things. Come on. Help me. But we need a prayer life. And I don't know what it'll take to make us pray. But I'll tell you one thing. God's able to put us in a place where we will pray. If we get too slack on it. Did you notice I said we? Amen. I'm not above any of you. I've got to make the sacrifice. If I get my prayers answered, they've got to be proper sacrifice and offered to get our prayers answered. Praise the Lord. So I believe it's time that we wake up to the fact that we can get as much done now as we could 20 or 30 or 40 years ago, and got a lot better chance to cover more ground to do it. Got a lot better means to do it. But anyway, that's where we are. But the Bible said that evil men and seducers would wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. No wonder Paul told Timothy that I fought a good fight. Now I finished my course. I got to thinking about Timothy. Daniel come out of that lion's den, amen, and was still promoted. Come on. The devil got him in, and God got him out. His prayers got him in, but his prayers got him out. Come on. Hallelujah. Don't get out of heart when you're praying for something and everything goes haywire. Amen. Prayer, you may go in because of prayer, but you'll be brought out because of prayer. And amen. And there's no temptation that's ever taken us but what's common with men. And so, but with the temptation, hallelujah, he said he'd do what? He'd make a way, amen, to escape. How will he do it? If we got the right kind of determination in prayer life, he'll bring us out, Sister Jean. Amen. I tell you, I'd like to see a time when people would get turned on so that the preacher couldn't preach for a month in his church. We don't need more preaching. We need more ears. Amen. And more eyes. Thank God that spoke up to the truth. That the Bible meant what it said. Said what it meant. Amen. We can do it. Or we can lock it. We can lump it. Or whatever it takes. It's just that way. And we can't change it no way. But obeying what God said to do. Praise the Lord. And God's still in the business. Still answering prayer. Still answer prayer. If we got a prayer life, we may get in some things, but God will bring us out, won't he? Amen. I'd like to look here in the second chapter of Acts about these folks that went to the upper room and they prayed. The Bible said they were continually blessing and praising God. Amen. And the Spirit of God came in like a rushing mighty wind. Now these folks stayed 10 days. Amen. They were there 10 days. You couldn't hem up a bunch of people now and get them to stay 10 days seeking God for something. Come on. Oh, it'll take something more than the kind of fences we've got to hold, folks. Praise God they wouldn't stay. But they stayed 10 days, Sister Thelma. Thank God. Amen. And the Bible said that the Holy Ghost came. They were continually blessing, praising God. And I guess they're all tired because the Bible said where they were sitting. It appeared where they were sitting. I suppose that they prayed that they couldn't stand on their feet and they sat down and prayed. Amen. If you prayed where you can't stand up, sit down and pray. And if you pray, if you get too tired doing that, lay down. Amen. But these folks had stayed with it, I'm sure they was tired. They was wore out, no doubt. Maybe that's what we need, Brother Stan, is just to get together and, amen, and just absolutely pray till, just pray till God answers. That's what they done. Filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them clothed in tongues like as a fire and set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And I get sick about some people saying it's for some people, just some, and it wasn't for others. That wasn't what Peter told them about it. He said it's for you and your children. For them it's afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. That included it all. That capped the stack right there on this saying. Well, and some say, do we need it? Well, I don't know why in the world we don't need it. If we'd read the Word of God, we can see what it done for the early church. And if we can't see that we need it, there's something wrong with it. But folks, prayer will work when everything else fails. Peter and John got in jail after the healing of the lame man at the gate. They couldn't stand that preacher. Too much going on. The fruits was being born and people was added to the church too much. And the devil rose up. And the leaders rose up. The people that was against it rose up against them and had them thrown in prison. Amen. But first they gave them a good whipping. They gave them a good whipping and said, don't you teach no more in this name. And they said, whether it's better to obey God or man, judge you. So, they went to their company. This is something I want you to pay attention to. If we hadn't got a church, a home church, or a church we can depend on and go to, and people that we can go to when we get in trouble, we're in trouble. Amen. They went to their company. Ain't you glad that we've got a company? Amen. And we ought to be a part of that company. We ought to be, want to be a number one part of that company. They went, they didn't go to the to law enforcement. They'd have got put in jail if they had. Amen. But they went to God. They went to God's people. They took it God's way. And they prayed until the place was shaken. Now, I get to imagining some things that I can't prove sometimes, but the Bible said they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, I don't know if there's some there that didn't have it, or whether they'd let it leak out and got filled again. I don't know about that. But how many knows that you can claim the Holy Ghost a lifetime, amen, and die and be lost? But having the Holy Ghost and claiming the Holy Ghost is different thing. Keeping the Holy Ghost is different. Because we could this thing have leaked out. I wouldn't be surprised if some of them there maybe just had the Holy Ghost that just leaked out till they felt like that they was in a place to where they couldn't go no further. But the Bible said they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Peter's imprisonment after the death of James. Prayer. Touch God. The church was making prayer without ceasing for Peter. And at midnight, about midnight, God sent his angel. Sent his angel. Amen. And smote Peter on the side and said, rise up. And the Bible said his chains fell off of him. And he was a free man. Praise God. Hallelujah. Angel led him out of there through the first gate, second, before he came to himself. Amen. He thought he saw a vision. Can you imagine the prayers of people going in? God has sent an angel. The prayers of people, they were praying without ceasing. Sent an angel. To go right in that prison, amen, and to break the chains, amen, from Apostle Peter, and to bring him out well. Did you know Peter escaped that? That king didn't live too much longer after that. Amen. He got in trouble. Praise the Lord. I'm going to close. You may have not received a lot of this. Amen. But I tell you one thing. Folks, we're going to have to mend our ways to quote with what we're facing today. In prayer. In prayer. I tell you, prayer before God. And sincere prayer of the heart. Somebody said, I hadn't got time. I tell you what I'd like to ask people to do here. Amen. Tomorrow, do your best to do some praying more than you've done today. Amen. Take some more time to do some praying or be more instant in prayer. If whatever you're doing or whatever you have to do, keep prayer on your mind all the time, as near as you can. I want to see some things done for God. I want to see some people filled with the Holy Ghost worse than I ever did in my life. Oh, my, my, my. No burden for the Holy Ghost. No burden, man, man. Back in my younger Christian life, amen, somebody got the Holy Ghost, made everybody so hungry, they just all had to have it. Come on. Amen. Now so that people watch somebody get the Holy Ghost and say that so-and-so got the Holy Ghost like he's just a special person in the country. Amen. I tell you, the devil's fighting that Holy Ghost. And I don't blame him. When I look around and see men that wasn't doing nothing to amount to anything in the service of God that gets filled with the Holy Ghost, and now they'll preach and thump at the mouth, amen, with so much power and so much anointing. Why, if we can't see they got a hold of something, come on, there's something wrong. I thought about Brother Leonard Bob. He was 19 years that he went to church and just, well, he'd take a part in church, Sister Jean, but he wasn't going anywhere. And he got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I believe in 83. I believe what he told me. And that man, I tell you, he's just different. Right here sits one right behind you right here. I've seen him in church down through the years. Tom, he went to church. He's faithful to go a lot of the time. But when he got the Holy Ghost, it's a brand new deal. Come on, let's talk just a little about this. This is business, folks. This is business. Amen. It just brings us to a place to where, well, we can't explain just really what it does. But we do have power that we didn't have before. We have means to fight the devil. Praise God. And it will give us a greater prayer life. It'll make us hunger to know that we got to pray till we pray. Would you stand with us tonight? I'm going to close. Amen. Is there anybody here tonight? Thank God that needs something from God. Brother Stan, if y'all don't care, come back and sing us a song. Come on, you got some help to sing? Praise God. I tell you what, just do. You just got a need. You come on before they start singing. Would you do that? Come on and we're going to pray tonight. Thank God. Hallelujah. Anybody here want the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Feel like you need to be closer to God? Good time to do something before we go any further in the revival. It's a good time to move up and let God move in your life. And we will be, I tell you what, just sing us a song and we're going to have everyone that will together around here and line up here if they will before the altar and we're going to pray together. You that want a closer walk with God, if you want a greater prayer life than what you got, you want to whip the devil in it, we have to make a start. We have to put forth an effort to see it done. Praise God. Amen. I tell you, I don't fail when I'm where people praying, brother. I don't fail to get in around the fire because I need all I can get. Amen. And then come back for more. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Okay, is there anyone else that wants to come? sing one song. We're going to pray. Just begin praying, if you would, while they sing this song.